to everybody.
大家早.
I want to begin my sermon with a confession.
今天我要做一个讲道前我要做一个告白.
I do not find it easy to pray.
我承认祷告并不容易.
And you may say, why, aren't you the senior pastor?
你们可能会说你不是很资深的牧师了吗?
And you're right.
你没错.
But there are times that I found it a struggle to pray.
有时候我觉得很挣扎要来祷告的时候.
I've been a Christian for like 50 years.
我作为基督徒已经50年了.
I served on pastoral staff for about 40 years.
也做了牧师40年了.
I'm seminary trained, I learned Greek and Hebrew.
也在神学院念过，也读过希伯来文.
But I still find prayer is not easy for me.
我还是觉得对我来说祷告并不容易.
Now, I certainly know that prayer is very important for the Christian life.
我当然也知道对于基督徒的生活来说祷告是很重要.
It is something that is commanded to Christians.
这也是主耶稣命令我们要去做的.
But I still struggle.
但是还是很挣扎.
And I think many of you also struggle with prayer.
我相信你们当中很多人也会觉得祷告很有困难.
You wonder, does it really make a difference?
你会觉得祷告真的有用吗?
Does prayer really change things?
祷告真的会改变事情吗?
And besides, I'm very busy.
况且我又这么忙.
My family's got things, got work, got things, lots of things to do.
我家里的事情，我的工作的这样的事情，太多事了.
And maybe many of us are busy serving the Lord.
我们也许也很忙着来服侍神.
And so we wonder, is prayer really worth the investment of time?
我们在想, 我们做祷告的这样子的投资有效用吗?
Now, maybe the reason why many of us struggle is a number of reasons.
可能大家挣扎的原因也不太一样.
Many of you know I come from an engineering background.
你们知道我是从工程背景出身的.
And so with this scientific mind, we learn that if we do certain things will happen.
做一个科学的头脑来思考的话,
It's called cause and effect.
叫做原因跟结果.
How does prayer fit into all that?
那祷告跟原因跟结果有什么关联呢?
Many of us come from an immigrant Asian background.
很多人是亚洲的移民.
We're taught, you want something, you have to work for it, hard for it.
我们从小所学的就是说, 你要想要得到什么, 你就要努力的去得到它.
And so you learn to rely upon yourself.
所以我们学到的就是依靠我们自己.
And then we all have a sin nature.
然后我们还有一个罪的本性.
We desire to be independent.
我们渴望我们成为独立自主的.
We want to be our own boss.
我们要我们做我们自己的主人.
And so we don't want to rely upon anyone, including God.
我们不想靠别人, 甚至也不想靠神.
Now, the good thing is that I've grown in my prayer life.
好的方面来说，就是说我在我的祷告的生活有长进了.
In fact, I pray more now than I ever have in my whole Christian life.
我现在的祷告呢，比我过去所有的基督徒的人生当中祷告的更多.
And maybe it's because I've gotten older.
也许是因为我年纪大了.
Because my mind is weaker and my body is weaker.
因为我的心思，我的身体都越来越衰弱.
And so I have to rely upon God more.
就 变得我更需要来靠神了.
Because there are certain things I cannot do.
因为有些事情我做不来了.
And particularly as a senior pastor.
尤其作为一个资深的牧师来说.
There are problems and things that there is really no solution.
有很多的问题, 很多的困难, 真的没有办法解决的.
And I'm limited in what I can change and what I can do.
我能够做的, 我能够改变的, 真的是太有限了.
And I have to turn to God for help.
我就必须转向神, 求他的帮助.
But one of the things that helped me to grow in my prayer life is this passage.
在我的祷告的生活当中，有一个经文对我来说非常的重要.
And I want to share this passage with you so to help you, those of you who struggle with prayer.
我今天就在用这个经文来跟在祷告中挣扎的这些弟兄姐妹来分享，帮助你们认识祷告.
We want to first look at the story, and then see the lessons that we can learn from it.
首先我们来看看这个经节的故事, 然后看看我们从当中能够学到什么东西。
Now, this story takes place in the Old Testament when the Israelites had recently left Egypt.
这故事发生在以色列人出埃及不久之后的事情。
Remember that God delivered the Israelites out of the hands of the Egyptians.
我们记得主耶稣救以色列人脱离埃及人的手。
He did some spectacular miracles in freeing the Jewish people from slavery.
行了很多的神迹，把以色列人从埃及人手中救了出来。
And now they're on their way to Mount Sinai.
救了出来之后，他们正在往西乃山的路上前进的时候。
And it's estimated there could be maybe 600,000 people leaving Egypt to go to Mount Sinai.
估计大概有600,000人离开埃及前往西乃山。
So it's a huge amount of people.
可以说是一大群的人。
And this journey from the Red Sea to Mount Sinai takes about 20 days.
从红海一直到西乃山的旅程大概要花20天。
Well, the Amalekites were a tribe that lived in Canaan.
亚玛利是一个在迦南地的一个族部落一个族。
They're actually distant cousins of the Jewish people.
事实上，他们也是以色列人的远亲。
Because Amalek was the grandson of Esau.
因为亚玛利人是以扫的孙子的后裔。
And so. This nation of the Amalekites were descendants of Amalek, the grandson of Esau.
所以他们就是以扫的后裔，亚玛利人是以扫的后裔。
And commentators tell us that the Amalekites were the most savage and inhumane of the Canaanites.
从圣经当中也知道，亚玛利人是所有迦南地人当中最不人道、最残忍的一个民族。
They were very wicked and sinful people.
他们邪恶。充满了罪孽的民族。
They rejected certainly the God of Israel.
他们拒绝接受以色列的神。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 25,
在生命记，
it records how it tells how the Amalekites attacked the Israelites.
生命记二十五当中，他讲到亚玛利人怎么样子去残忍的攻击以色列人。
And what the Amalekites did is that they attacked.The rear of this huge caravan.
亚玛利人他们攻击以色列整个群众当中落后的那一群人。
See, because to the rear of the caravan were all the slow people.
走到最后面都是最慢的。
They could be the old people.
可能是很老的，年纪大的。
The people that were disabled in some way.
可能是有残障的。
It could be children who were just getting tired.
也可能是小孩子走不动的。
And so the Amalekites particularly attacked the rear of this huge caravan.
亚玛利人他们就是攻击这个走在最后面的这些人群。
And so this was obviously a great concern to the Israelites.
这就是以色列人他们很关注非常关切的事情。
Now in this story, there are a number of characters.
在故事当中有几个人物。
First, of course, there is Moses.
首先有摩西。
I think many of you know that God had used Moses as the leader to lead the Jewish people out of slavery, out of Egypt.
大家可能知道神拣选了摩西作为以色列的领袖，带他们出埃及。
But it also mentions here Joshua.
当中也提到约书亚。
And this is the first mention in the Bible of Joshua.
这是圣经当中第一次提到约书亚。
And many of you know that Joshua later would lead the Jewish people after Moses passed away.
大家都知道约书亚在摩西以后继承了摩西成为领袖。
And then it also mentions Aaron.
其中又提到了亚伦。
Aaron was Moses' brother.
亚伦是摩西的哥哥。
But he also had a high position. He was the high priest.
他的地位很高，他是大祭司。
But then it also mentions a person named Hur.
另外提到一个人物叫霍尔。
And actually, we don't know much about this person at all.
我不是很清楚霍尔是谁。
He was not some prominent leader.
不是很有名的领袖。
Some people think that he was married to Moses' sister, Miriam.
有些人以为他认为他是跟摩西的妹妹
But
米利安结啊，姐姐米利安结婚。
Otherwise, we don't know anything about this person.
除了这个以外，我们不知道太多关于霍的事。
So as we read the story in Exodus chapter 17, we see that Moses had a two-part strategy.
我们当看出埃及记十七章的时候，我们看到摩西他有两个策略。
And the strategy is mentioned in verse 9.
在第九节提到这个策略。
It says, "So Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek.'"
说摩西要约书亚从当中选出人来去跟亚玛力人征战。
Now, the Jewish people just came out of slavery in Egypt.
犹太人刚刚从以色列的奴役当中逃离出来。
They didn't have a trained army.
他没有一个经过训练的军队。
They didn't have experienced soldiers.
他们也没有很老练的将士。
And so they had to even pick people to fight against the Amalekites.
他们要找军队，要找人来征战的时候，必须要去挑选人。
And if I was Joshua, I would choose the biggest people and the strongest people.
我如果是约书亚，我肯定要选那最强大、最高壮的。
And they were told to go and fight against the Amalekites.
他们就被选来跟亚玛力人征战。
So you would think that they were fighting against an experienced army, and their chance of winning was probably not very good.
你可能会想，这些没有受过训练的人要去打战，他们赢的几率可能太低了。
But the strategy was go fight them.
他的战略就是去攻打他们。
But there was a second part to the strategy.
还有另外一面的战略就是
，It says, Moses said, "Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand."
摩西说明天早上我要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
Now the staff of God represented God's presence and power.
神的权杖表示神的同在跟神的大能。
And so the second part of the strategy, while Joshua was fighting down below, Moses would be up above.
这个战略就是当约书亚在山下战斗的时候，摩西就上了山上去祷告。
Well, how did this strategy work out?
这个战略策略是怎么样子起的作用呢？
Verse 10 and 11 tell us.
第十节、第十一节告诉我们。
It says that as Joshua was fighting down below and Moses was up on top of the hill, a strange thing happened.
就是说当约书亚在山下打仗，摩西在山上祷告的时候，奇妙的事情发生了。
While Moses held the staff high up, the Jewish people, the Israelites were winning.
当摩西把权杖举高祷告的时候，以色列人就打了胜仗。
But when the staff went down, the Amalekites were winning.
当他的权杖放下的时候，亚玛力人就得胜。
And so, after a while, Moses got tired.
过了一阵祷告一阵子以后，摩西就累了。
And he had to have help to keep his arms up.
他需要别人来帮他的手扶着。
And so they put a stone under his, so he could sit on it.
他们就搬了石头来让他坐下。
And Aaron and Hur were on both sides of him, helping to keep up the staff.
亚伦霍尔就站在两边，把他的手撑住。
And in verse 13, we see the result.
第十三节，我们看到了这个征战的结果。
It says, "And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword."
就是约书亚用刀剑击杀了亚玛力王跟他的军队。
The Israelites won an amazing victory.
以色列人打了一个很奇妙的胜仗。
But the question is, who won the victory?
问题是谁打了胜仗？
Who was responsible?
谁是最终负责的人？
Well, if you look at verse 13, it says Joshua and his army overwhelmed the Amalekites with the sword.
如果我们只看十三节的话，约书亚用刀剑击杀了亚玛力人。
And again, the Israelites didn't have experienced soldiers.
我再说一次，就是其实以色列人并没有老练的军队。
And but they did the best they could.
他们只是尽量的去做。
And they fought against the Amalekites.
他们跟亚玛力人征战。
They used swords.
用刀。
They used bow and arrows.
用弓箭。
They were fighting hand to hand.
也许用空手去搏斗。
And imagine a lot of people got killed.
很多人也被杀了。
And so there was an intense battle, but Joshua and his army won.
这个战斗非常的激烈，而约书亚最终得了胜利。
So we may say Joshua and the army they won the victory.
我们可能可以会说是约书亚的打了胜仗。
But we know that that's not the only part of the story.
可是我们知道故事并不完全是不只是这样。
We also see that Moses was involved.
因为摩西也参与在其中。
And again in verse 11 it tells us when Moses held the staff of the Lord up, they were winning.
所以也讲到，当摩西的手举高的时候，他们就打胜仗。
But when the staff came down, they were losing.
当这个权杖下去的时候，他们就打了败仗。
And so we really can't say that it was only Joshua who won the victory.
所以我们很难就下定论说是约书亚打胜仗。
We have to say Moses was responsible for the victory.
我们可能可以说摩西是负责这个责任的。
And he had Aaron and Hur to help him.
还有亚伦跟户珥在旁边帮他。
But if we think about it, it was neither Joshua or Moses.
到底是需要约书亚还是需要摩西才可以打胜仗呢？
It was God who was responsible for the victory.
其实这个胜仗的最终的负责的是神。
At the end of this passage, in verses 14 and 15, God told Moses to record this story.
第十四十五节的时候，神要摩西把这个战争的这个经过记下来。
God did not want people to forget about what happened here.
因为神不要人们忘记在这里发生了什么事情。
And the story is not just for the Jewish people back in the Old Testament.
而这个故事不仅是关乎旧约的以色列人的这些事情。
I believe this lesson is also for us as well today.
我相信这也是对我们今天的我们来说是一个很重要的功课。
Because God wants us to understand what happened in this story.
因为神要人们知道这个故事当中到底发生了什么事情。
And in verse 15, Moses also built an altar.
十五节还记载，摩西还筑了一座坛。
And it says, he called the name, the Lord is my banner.
还为这个祭坛取一个名字，说神是我的旌旗。
So I'm not sure exactly about the Chinese translation, but the word there, the Lord is like my flag, my battle flag.
我不知道中文怎么翻译，从英文来看的话，旌旗就是神是我的旗子。
In other words, they were saying all the credit goes to God.
就是把所有的荣耀归于神。
It is the Lord that provided the victory.
是神供应的这个胜利。
Yes, Joshua fought and his army fought the battle in the valley.
没错，是约书亚跟他的军队来打这个战。
Yes, Moses was on top of the hill and lifting up the staff.
摩西跟户珥亚伦在山上他们祷告。
But God wants us to know it is the Lord who provided the victory.
可是神要我们知道的是打赢胜仗的是神。
So what are the lessons that we can learn from this story?
从这个故事当中我们可以学什么样子的功课呢？
I believe there are at least three.
我相信至少有三件事情。
One is that prayer makes a difference.
第一个就是祷告是有用的。
Now, you may ask,Prayer is not even mentioned in this passage.
你可能会说，里面根本没有提到祷告这件事情。
Where did he get prayer?
他们怎么祷告？
Well, if I were to ask you, we're going to pray, what would you do?
如果叫大家一起来祷告，你会怎么做？
Well, maybe you would close your eyes.
可能你会闭上你的眼睛。
Bow your head.
低下你的头。
Put your hands together.
把手合。
Right. But for the Jewish people, they not onlycould have done that, but they also lifted up their hands as well to pray.
以色列人他们祷告的时候，他们把他们的手举起来的。
For instance, in Psalm 63,
诗篇63篇第四节
verse 4, it says, So I will bless you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands.
讲到我要一生的来祝福你。而在你靠你的名，我要我举起我的手。
And in First Timothy chapter in the New Testament, in First Timothy chapter 2,
提摩太前书第一章第二，提摩太前书第二章
，in verse 8,
第八节
，Paul writes, "I desire then that in every place, men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or quarrel.
这边保罗提到，我愿意男人没有愤怒，没有争论，举起虔诚的手，随处祷告。
So when people read this story in Exodus, I think they made a connection to prayer.
所以当我们读到出埃及记这个故事的时候，我们可能就做一个连结，跟祷告做一个连结。
Even though prayer is not specifically mentioned,
虽然没有特别的去提到祷告。
I think God also used this as an object lesson for His people about how prayer works.
我相信神要用这个故事来做一个教训，让他的民众、人民知道、百姓知道说，祷告是有功效的。
God was saying that if they were to win the victory, the staff of the Lord had to be up high.
神说他们征战要胜利的话，这个神的杖必须要被高举。
Because if the staff went low, they would lose.
因为当神的杖放下的时候，他们就打了败仗。
Now you may say, "Wow, this is like a magic staff."
你可能会说，那个杖好像是一个魔术棒。
But I think God was trying to teach us a lesson.
我相信神要借着这个来教给我们一个功课。
Yes, Joshua and his army were fighting down below.
没有错，是约书亚跟他的军队在山下在打仗。
But what really provided the victory was God working through what Moses was doing up above.
真正供应胜利的是神借着摩西的祷告。
And that's exactly the way prayer works.
这就是祷告怎么样子起作用的。
That we have to go out and work hard.
我们必须出去认真的工作。
We plan, we prepare, we teach, we evangelize.
我们要计划，要准备，要分析。
But it is through prayer that we get the result, the fruit, the victory.
可是我们是要透过祷告来得到我们要的果实。
So God purposely said, whether they win or lose depends on the height of the staff.
神要说的就是说，他们输或赢就是取决于这个杖是升高的还是放下的。
And I think God today would say, whether you are fruitful or not depends on whether you pray or not.
用今天的话来说，就是神要我们知道你能不能成功，就是看是不是看你是不是在有祷告。
Now God can work in many different ways.
神可以用各种的方式，借着各种方式来行他的大能。
Certainly when the Jewish people were in Egypt, he worked in a miraculous way without their help.
犹太人在埃及的时候，神行了很多的神迹奇事，大能的帮助他们。
The Israelites were just observers.
以色列人他只是在旁边的旁观者。
They were watching God do miracle after miracle.
他们就看着神，连一个接一个的行了很多的神迹。
They didn't have to do anything.
他们不用做什么事情。
But now God was changing things.
可是神今天改变事情。
God wanted to show that He's going to be using not only they were not to be just observers, but they were also to be working in concert with what God is doing.
神要我们今天不只是当一个旁观者，要我们是跟神同工的。
And so I believe that this is what happened in Exodus.
我相信。这个就是发生在出埃及记的故事当中的。
That he wants people to work and be involved in his ministry in different ways.
就神要我们跟他的事工有参与。
And he does that today.
今天他也是这样子在工作的。
That he's saying, I will work in certain ways if you pray, but if you don't pray, I will work in another way.
就是说，你如果祷告，我会跟你同工，来跟你一起来工作。如果你不祷告，我有我的方式去做。
John Wesley said something very interesting about prayer.
John Wesley 他曾经说过祷告的这个事情，讲的分析的很有趣。
He said, "God will do nothing except in answer to prayer."
他说到，除非神是要来回应你的祷告，要不然神不会行他的大奇事。
In other words, if you don't pray, God will not act.
换句话说，你如果不祷告，神不会出手。
Now it doesn't mean that God can't act.
这并不代表神没有办法做什么。
But in some sense, he imposed a limitation on himself.
有时候讲到神限制给他自己有一个设限。
He says that I'll only act in this way if you pray.
我只有在你祷告的时候，我要请我的大能。
And so, that's why prayer is so very important for us.
那也就是为什么祷告是这么重要。
And this is very similar to what James wrote in James chapter 4.
这跟雅各书第四章第二节提到的很类似。
Verse 2, it says, you do not have because you do not ask God.
第二节讲到你没有因为你不求。
And so, that's why it's important for us to pray.
所以对我们来说祷告是这么重要。
And this is the first lesson that prayer makes a difference.
所以第一个功课就是祷告是有效的。
But we also need to understand, secondly, that prayer is hard work.
第二个功课就是祷告是不容易的。
Now, if you think about it, prayer is pretty easy.
我们可能会讲祷告很简单。
It's just like talking to God, right?
就跟神讲话。
And so, I'm sure every day we talk to people.
我相信我每天都跟人讲话。
Whether we talk to people in person or we talk to them on our phone, it's just talking.
可能面对面，可能是打电话，反正都是讲话。
But we can see from this passage that prayer is also hard work.
可是从这个经节当中，我们可以看得出，祷告是很不容易的。
Because we saw that just as, lifting up the staff of the Lord, that's pretty easy.
光看只是把杖举高，好像很简单。
But we read that Moses got tired.
可是摩西也会累。
He needed help.
他需要帮助。
And so, prayer is sort of the same way.
祷告也是类似的。
It seems easy.
看起来简单,
but it's actually quite hard.
事实上是很困难的。
Part of it is Satan's attack on us.
有部分是因为撒旦的攻击。
Whenever we want to pray, we're too busy.
当我们想祷告的时候，我们可能太忙了。
We have these distractions.
我们可能会分心。
We get sleepy.
我们可能困了。
And so all these things make it hard to pray.
这些事情都让祷告变得不容易。
Paul talks about a person named Epaphras in Colossians chapter 4.
保罗在哥罗西书第四章里面提到一个人叫以巴弗的。
Now, it says he's always wrestling in prayer for you.
他提到说以巴弗常常为你们在祷告当中竭力征战，竭力的祈求。
Now, he could have just said he's always praying for you.
他可以只说他常常为你祷告就可以了。
But he describes it as wrestling or struggling.
他这里把它形容好像在摔跤一样的竭力的在祈求。
The root word in the Greek means to agonize.
希腊文的原文就是经历了很大的痛苦。
And so that tells us again that prayer can be very hard work.
从这里我们就可以看得出祷告是一个很不容易很辛苦的。
And so,That's why in this story, Moses got some help.
所以在这个故事当中，摩西他就需要帮助。
And we need some help to pray as well.
我们在祷告的时候也是需要帮助。
That it's good to have other people to encourage us in our prayer.
有人来帮助来鼓励我们祷告是很好。
That's why it's good to sometimes have prayer meetings.
所以有时候需要祷告会。
Because if we're just by ourselves,We wouldn't pray.
如果只是我们自己，也许我们就不祷告了。
But with other people, they encourage us and they hold us accountable.
有祷告的同伴一起鼓励的时候，就会尽责的去祷告。
And in this story, Aaron was the high priest.
在这个大故事当中，亚伦他是一个大祭司。
And we could say he's a leader.
我可以说他是一个领袖。
But the person on the other side, he was not a leader.
另外一边在扶持的不是领袖。
It was her, and we don't know anything about him.
是我更不认识的霍尔。
And so, it encourages that if you're a leader or if you're somebody in the background, you can help in prayer.
这就是在鼓励我们，不管你是领袖还是你是平民百姓，你都可以一起来祷告。
That you can help gain the victory.
你可以协助来取得胜利。
And so, prayer makes a difference. Prayer is hard work.
所以祷告是有效的，但是祷告是很不容易的。
The third lesson that we learn from this story is that prayer accompanies action.
第三个功课就是祷告是要伴有行动的。
Again, we look at what God did before.
我们看看以前神怎么样执行大能。
That the Israelites just watched as God did all the work.
以色列人只是在旁边看神怎么样行大能。
But not against the Amalekites.
可是不是对于这个亚玛力人。
Now God wants to work through us.
在亚玛力人的这件事上，神要透过我们来工作。
That Joshua actually had to go out and fight against the enemy.
约书亚也必须要带着军队出去打仗。
Now before that, God just took care of them.
以前神就是完全的照顾他们。
But now Joshua had to go out and fight.
从这故事当中，我们看得到约书亚必须要出去征战。
And not only that, Moses had to lift up the staff.
还不只是这样，摩西也必须上山去举起神的杖。
And this two-part strategy is how God works today, I believe.
这种两面的策略，我相信也是神今天用在我们身上的。
That He wants us to do all, to do the work of ministry.
他要我们来做服事的工作。
To go out and share the gospel.
出去分享福音。
To teach His word.
还教导他的话语。
To comfort those who are hurting.
去安慰那些受伤害的人。
But we not only work hard, but we also need to pray.
我们不只认真工作，我们还需要祷告。
No.God can miraculously do all those things himself. He doesn't need us.
其实神可以很，他自己就可以行很多的奇事大能，他不需要我们。
But God doesn't want to just sit around and watch him do all and doing his work.
神不想要我们光是坐在那边看，他自己在做大事，做奇事。
He works in and through us through our word and through our prayers.
他要透过我们，透过我们的祷告来行他的大能。
And so that's why it's important for us to understand how God works today.
所以对我们来说，我们要了解神是怎么样子去行他的作为，这是很重要的。
One of the early church fathers was named, his name was Augustine.
有一个叫奥古斯丁的教会的早期的领袖。
And he said this, pray as though everything depended on God and work as though everything depended on you.
他讲到就是说，当我们祷告的时候，要祷告的仿佛说，完全就要透过神，要不然什么都没有办法作为。然后你去做事的时候呢，要做的认真的，好像你没有这样的认真做，就完全什么事都没有办法行的那样子的态度去做。
So in this story, it was a physical battle.
在这个故事当中是一个物理上的、肉体上的战争。
But today we fight spiritual battles.
今天我们要打的是属灵的战争。
And we need to have the same kind of strategy.
我们要有类似的、同样的这种策略。
We need to certainly be involved in the work of ministry.
我们要参与在服事的当中。
And again, many of us might be good at that.
可能很多人本来就很好了。
Many of us work very hard.
有些人做得很认真。
But we need to remember the other part of the strategy.
可是我们要记得，不要忘记这个策略的另外一面。
And that strategy is to pray.
这另外一面的战略就是去祷告。
That we need both in the ministry of the church.
我们这个策略的，这两个策略都是需要的。
And I believe that if we pray, the church can be victorious.
我相信我们祷告的话，教会就能够胜利。
Souls can be won.
灵魂就可以获得救。
There can be harmony and unity in the church.
我们就会有和谐、有合一在教会当中。
We'll have the financial resources that we need.
我们会有我们所需要的那些财政的经费。
We can have the human resources that we need.
我们也会有人力的资源。
We can be salt and light in the community.
我们可以在社区当中做盐、做光。
But if we don't pray, something else will happen.
如果我们不祷告的话， 可能什么就发生了。
The church will be defeated.
教会就被打败了。
It will be stagnant.
就停滞不前了。
There will be a lot of infighting.
可能很多的里面的内斗。
We don't all have enough money.
我们可能就不够钱。
No one is helping.
没有人在做服事。
And we won't have any impact on the people around us.
我们对的你就没有什么影响力了。
Someone had said, the army of the Lord is most victorious when it marches forward on its knees.
有人讲过这样子的一句话，就是说，神的军队打赢胜仗，往往都是在他跪着前进的时候。
We can look at the early church.
我们看看早期的教会。
In the book of Acts.
在使徒行传当中。
In Acts chapter 1 and 2, we find that there were 120 people gathered in the upper room.
这当主行传第一章第二章当中有记载，有120个人聚集在阁楼上。
And they prayed for 10 days, it says.
他们祷告了十天。
And at the end of those 10 days, Peter went out with the power of the Spirit and preached a wonderful sermon.
他们祷告十天之后，彼得带着圣灵的能力出去传道。
And it could have been a very short sermon, maybe 3 minutes.
这可能是一个很短，只有三分钟的传讲道。
But the result was 3,000 people became, were converted.
结果是三千个人来信主。
Today we have a different way of doing things.
今天我们可能不一样。
We only maybe pray 3 minutes.
我们可能只祷告三分钟。
And maybe we preach and plan for 10 days.
然后我们出去传道，计划十天。
And maybe we get 3 people saved.
可能我们只有三个人得救。
And so, which, what do we want?
我们到底要的是哪一种？
What's missing in our strategy and how we do things?
我们做的事情哪里做错了？
And I think what's missing is our prayer.
我想我们不够的地方就是祷告。
And so I would challenge you to be praying.For the church each and every day.
所以我鼓励大家每天都为了教会来祷告。
Now I know you pray for yourself, you pray for your families and all the issues that you have.
我知道大家祷告的时候都为了自己祷告，为了家庭祷告。
But I want you to pray every day for the church.
我希望大家在每天的祷告当中也为教会祷告。
And so certainly in this Newton Mandarin congregation, we're praying for a Mandarin minister to come to be the leader here.
牛顿堂，我们也需要为了我们的牧者来祷告，一个新的牧者来祷告。
It's not an easy thing to find the right fit and the right person.
要找到一个合适的牧者并不容易。
And so we need to pray.
所以我们需要祷告。
And be united in prayer of what God can do.
祷告中合一，来看神怎么带领。
It doesn't mean that we don't search for someone.
这也不是说我们就不用再去找了。
It doesn't mean that we don't invite people to come.
也不是说我们就不用再请人家来。
And we look at resumes and interview people and all those things.
我们要看他们的 resume, 看他们的简历等等。
We must pray as well.
我们也必须要祷告。
And for the whole ministry of the church.
对整个教会来说。
That you would pray for the leadership, for the pastors and elders and deacons.
为牧者、为长者、为长子祷告。
And you would pray for your Sunday school teachers and your fellowship leaders.
也为你的主日学、你的 fellowship 的带领的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Pray for the children's ministries that we have.
为孩子的主日学习祷告。
And particularly our church is going to be at a crossroads.
尤其我们的教会正走在一个十字路口上。
Particularly in our facilities in Chinatown.
尤其在 Chinatown 的这个设施上。
That we bought the South Cove Manor building, the 120 Shaman.
我买了 South Cove 的一个设施。
And you know that it has a lot of small rooms, but doesn't have large space for worship.
那有很多的小房间，可是就没有大的空间来从敬拜。
And so we're wondering what to do.
所以我们在想要怎么办。
And all the alternatives,involve a lot of money.
如果要做改变的话，就要花很多的钱。
And recently, the city has approached us about buying the 249 Harrison property.
最近，波士顿市来找我们说要买这个 Harrison 279号的 这块地。
And so we're wondering, should we sell that land, use that money, and will it all work out?
我们就在想是不是要卖掉 那块地，然后用这个钱再来用在其他的方面。
And we have people doing all kinds of analysis, legal analysis, financial analysis, all these different things.
我们很多弟兄姐妹在帮忙做财政上的分析、法律上的分析。
But we need people to pray.
可是我们更也需要弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Because we need the Lord's guidance.
因为我们需要神的带领。
We need to know which direction.
我们要知道我们的方向是什么。
So I challenge you.Be praying not only for yourself, or but praying for the church as well.
So, 鼓励大家不只为自己祷告，也为教会祷告。
That you would carve out the time that is necessary to lift up the needs before the church.
花你的时间来为教会的需求来祷告。
Let's bow together and pray.
你低头的祷告。
Lord, thank you that you instructed Moses to record this so that we can learn from it.
神啊，我们感谢你，你让摩西记下这个故事，让我们可以从中学习。
We admit that for many of us, we struggle with prayer.
我们承认我们当中很多人为了祷告，我们非常的挣扎。
We don't see that it makes any difference.
有时候我们看祷告好像没有什么功效。
But the story shows to us it does make a difference.
可这个故事告诉我们，祷告是有效的。
That you involve us in the work of ministry.
因为你要我们参与在侍奉当中。
And yes, we can work hard.
是，我们可以认真的工作。
We can have a lot of meetings.
我们可以很常常的开会。
We can organize different things.
我们可以组织不同的事情。
But we don't want the credit to go to us.
是吧？但我们不要这个功劳归于我们。
We want the credit to go to you.
我们要这个功劳是归功给你。
And that's done through our dependence upon you and prayer.
是透过我们的祷告来依靠你。
And so we pray that you would raise up many people who would be prayer warriors for the church.
我们肯祷告，祈求你来兴起祷告的勇士。
The church faces a lot of spiritual challenges and battles.
教会面临了很多属灵的征战。
We need all of us together to pray to you.
我们需要我们大家同心的来向你祷告。
So help us, Lord, to make prayer a priority in our daily lives.
主啊，求你让我们把祷告当作我们日常生活当中的优先的事项。
That our church will be a praying church.
我们祷告成为一个祷告的教会。
In Jesus' name.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.